I don't even want to bring that up, man.
So fucking funny. Right. See, something of her got leaked today, though.
Well, like a...
Like somebody hacked her fucking phone already?
I don't know. But Tony Brown said, I told you I was right. I was like, Jesus.
I don't trust that, though, because it can just as easily
No, there was a leak.
There always is.
Like, what is it, like her nudes? Like...
Probably. I don't know. So I think, I guess if somebody taken like a video of her in the shower or something, like one of her friends or something.
Fucking
like that.
Gross.
I know.
Terrible. That's awful.
Yeah. Gross. That happened, it was like 2009, whatever year it was, where like that really, like the fucking big one was, like the one everybody talks about when they talk about the big iCloud hack. And one of them was, what was that gymnast name? It was like Michaela Maroney or something like that.
Yeah.
And some of them, I guess, were of her. And the problem was she was under 18. Yeah. And
in 2009, nobody gave a shit.
Yeah. That was the beginning of everybody starting to be like, oh, yeah, this is kind of fucked up. Like, at first it was like, oh, did you guys hear fucking, like, Jennifer Lawrence's nude pics are on the internet? It's like, yeah, but, like, you heard what happened. And then people were kind of like, oh, that's fucking scary.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. It's like, yeah, it wasn't, like, just, like, this happened to hundreds of people at one time. Not all of them celebrities.
Yeah, no, it was,
I'm glad it wasn't mine.
Yeah.
I don't have actually, most of the dick pics I take are actually from really good angles.
They're fantastic, aren't
they?
So,
like, they...
Well, your wife's a photographer. Your wife's a photographer. I'm good. No, thanks. I can tell... I've seen your wife's photography. I can...
She's not the one taking them. I'm the one
taking them. Well, I figure some of that... I figure you're a talented guy, so you got to know... You got to know your way around a camera.
I know my way around angles.
Yeah.
Because you best... If I just walk up to a mirror naked and go, blim, that thing is going to look like a shrimp.
Yeah, no, it's not great. It's all trick photography, kids. It's all about what's the word? Forced perspective.
Like, I can count on one hand the number of times I've had good sex, and most of those times were with that one hand.
I used heroin for 2 years early on in my adulthood. I only abused it for 1 year though. First year was awesome.
I have a dream catcher hanging above my bed. It's just a picture of my future children. Because once you have kids, your dreams don't matter anymore.
Dan and I are doing Commonwealth next Sunday.
It's like a, is that an open mic? Or what is it?
Yeah, kind of.
It's like a booked mic.
Yeah, it's like Sunday comics.
Okay, right on.
I had to drop out the last time because it was right when I got sick.
Same.
So, yeah, remember it was like 3-4 of us were going to go and we all had to drop off.
I think Kyle ended up going. It was going to be me, you, and Kyle riding down there together. I think he ended up going
back. Did he still go? I looked. Other than you and me, I didn't recognize anybody else on this one.
I haven't looked yet, honestly.
I didn't recognize anybody else on there unless I missed somebody. But, yeah, so I'm bummed. I've been dying to go check this place out because I love the pictures, and everybody says it's a fun fucking show.
It's inside an old church.
Yeah, it's an old church. And they do a lot of good shows there. They had one recently. Did you ever watch The Middle, that sitcom that was on ABC for a few seasons?
Mm-mm.
They
had her. What's her face from?
But yeah, they had the girl that played the daughter. She was doing like a book tour, and they sold it out like 4 times over. They had to add like 2 extra dates to it.
Jesus.
And they still sold out. Like, yeah. So they sell tickets there. I mean, they put butts in seats, and
who owns it?
I have no idea. It just popped up one day as like it followed every comedy page on Instagram in like the tri-state area suddenly, and next thing you know it's like popping the fuck off.
Well, Sean Braley owns it because I feel like he's the one that
name sounds familiar.
He's the one closing it out this Sunday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's him though. I don't think he's the one.
Yeah, it was just so random because he was all like, I don't know, it was very weird.
I don't know. I know Allison Stapp, I forgot the speakers are still on. Allison Stapp is the one that books the open mic. And it's weekly. And they still, I guess, fill it out, so.
Huh.
Well, I reckon Nathan Alexander's a Louisville guy. He's funny. I've seen Sam Alazzo before.
Maybe
Jason Winkler sounds like a name I've heard.
Maybe I'll recognize him when I see him. I'm terrible with names, and I meet so many comics. It's hard to keep them straight. Hmm. But it'll be nice to go down because you can get that Kentucky audience without having to go all the way to Louisville.
That's like, also true.
It's right over the border. It's in Dayton, Kentucky.
It's literally right there.
Yeah, it's right over the border.
Yeah.
So, some people, but that's going to be, I'm going to be driving back from Priest that morning. So.
Damn.
Yeah. That's because I'm flying out at the time we're recording this. I'm flying out Wednesday morning, like at 6 a.m. and then fly back Thursday at 10 p.m. And then Friday night, I'm hauling ass up to Youngstown after work, seeing Judas Priest Saturday, driving back Sunday. And then you and I are going down to Commonwealth. Yeah. I'm going to be exhausted.
You are going to be so fucking tired.
I am, but that's fine because then I'm working from home the next day, so I don't give a shit.
I'm seeing Evan Hohner in Louisville this Thursday.
Hell yeah.
So I'm leaving work early on Thursday. My buddy Tommy and his wife Crystal picking Lori and I up, and we're going down to Louisville, staying there over the night.
Fuck yeah.
So yeah, we got some fucking traveling on the horizon.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I got nothing.
You got fucking nothing going on.
Well, you have a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not
we have fun. Out. You have child.
Yeah, yeah. That was your choice.
Yeah, I know. I didn't pull out. It is what.
Yeah, yeah. How's things going with the family?
Everything's good. What the fuck's going on?
You talked about it on stage on Sunday, so I'm assuming
I just randomly brought it up. Yeah. See if anybody caught on.
Yeah.
Nah, it was fine.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see if anybody would say anything.
I was a little taken back because I didn't know if you had told people yet. So
let me tell people we want to know. I don't think we're going to post it on Facebook like people do. Yeah. I think it'd be hilarious to also like post a baby picture.
I guess we made something.
Yeah.
We found this.
So we don't know if we're going to do it. I think it's just going to be hilarious because it'd be like, what the fuck? What do you mean?
Oh, you guys don't want to do the donut counter they're doing with that Dusty and his wife are doing?
Well, no, they're doing it every month.
Yeah, I know.
But, like, I'm just saying, like, in general. Yeah. Like, actually, it'd be hilarious if we hit him until he was, like, 12. We got this other kid.
Man, I tried that bit on Sunday. They did not like it.
No. Oof,
they did not like that joke.
I mean, I kind of ruined it for you, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
I fucking did all the work. Because, like, the whole point was they were dropping checks. It was, like, the drop checks. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do my worst shit possible. So I literally did like every possible joke that would make somebody offended.
Oh yeah. Oh, dude, I heard some audible gasps.
Yeah.
Like there was a couple tables where I heard people go, like, I haven't heard a gasp at a comedy show in a while.
They were doing that a lot yesterday.
Yeah. Like, it was a tense.
A lot of reactions that weren't laughter.
Yeah, it was a tense crowd. They seemed like they were afraid to laugh for some reason.
Oh, they liked it was just various. They liked dirty comedy.
Yeah.
But not dark comedy.
They wanted dick jokes.
Yeah, that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sexually explicit.
Yeah. Because Jonah did well.
Did he really?
Yeah, they liked Jonah. And he went after
Mermaid
Barbie.
I walk out first. That's
I think he got them on their good side, following that Barbie chick.
Because I think that, because they, I couldn't tell, I think the mermaid thing was just so awkward.
Yeah. What are you talking about? It was awkward at all.
Yeah, they laughed a couple times, because a couple times I was like, okay, that's.
She pissed me off.
Oh, no.
She messaged saying, hey, since I brought a lot of people, can I have extra time?
No.
It's like, no.
That's not how it works.
So, like, I didn't message back, and I blatantly looked at her at the meeting when I said, everybody stick to their 5 minutes.
Yeah. And she did not.
No, she did.
No, Jeff had to cut her off.
No, he cut off Raquel.
He cut off Raquel.
He cut off Raquel.
Yeah,
that's right.
She actually was, like, dead on her time.
Oh, was she really?
Yeah, like, dead on her time.
I knew we cut somebody off. I just assumed it was the mermaid because I felt like that went on forever. Okay.
Yeah. No, I was like, when as soon as she said that, I was like, you bitch.
I guess she was giving the wait staff a hard time too.
About what?
Like just wanting to be like served up there and stuff like that rather than like going and getting it herself. And yeah.
Oh, God. Fucking mer bitch.
Or I guess had people at her friends that were there like ordering stuff for her and wanting it sent up to her and stuff like that. And it was just making it.
At that point, just have it sent to their table and just go get it from the
order. Yeah. My mom has done that before where my mom was like, hey, I ordered you a drink and I'll go to her table and get it because I'm not looking to be a problem.
Right.
Because I don't want people to talk about me at the bar the way I hear them talking about other fucking people.
God, no.
Star gives me so much shit for that because she's like, just ask for some fucking water. I'm like, no, I hear how you guys talk about other fucking comics. I will not be part of the problem. Hey, if you'd like to be an honorary mic and be a part of the Three Mics in a whole different way, head on over to our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/the3mics. That's patreon.com/the3mics. We've got a single $5 tier that gets you access to the whole shebang. Everything that we're going to start rolling out, whether it's live streams, uncut episodes, exclusive tickets and other stuff like that. Who the hell knows what we're going to do, but it's simple. $5 a month gets you in as an honorary mic and hanging out with the Three Mics over on Patreon. Once again, go to patreon.com/the3mics and become an honorary mic today.
Is that that lightsaber?
Oh, yeah. Up there, yeah.
Vibrator.
You can kill a lot of younglings.
You can kill a lot of kids.
Yeah, you could do a whole Columbine with just one of those. What's funny is the guy who played Jar Jar Binks got his redemption in The Mandalorian because they had him come back and play a Jedi in a flashback.
I hate that people have to view it as redemption.
Well, okay, redemption's the wrong word. It's he got a second chance at greatness because
people hated him.
That's literally the definition of redemption.
Well, no, I mean, because it wasn't that he did a bad job. It was that people were writing like death threats to this guy over Jar Jar Binks and like
Misa. Gonna yeah. die.
Redemption would be like if he fucked up. It's like you didn't do he did what he was told to do.
Yeah. Dude, call me bold, but Jar Jar Binks is my favorite Star Wars character.
Well,
okay.
Get off the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a problem with Jar Jar Binks, but I don't think anybody's
I get why people fucking hate him. I don't hate him as much as everybody else. I just don't
have a good or bad vibe towards him.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, he's
he's
annoying, and I get the racial undertone stuff, but he's not that bad.
Oh, no, I mean, he's got dreads. That means he's black. That means you guys are racist for not agreeing with me.
Yeah.
Second favorite character, whoever the fuck Samuel L. Jackson played.
It was just comedic relief.
Yeah, that's all it was. It was just there to make the kids laugh. And it did, because I was 9 when I fucking saw that movie.
That's honestly why it made me laugh.
I joined a gang afterwards.
Yeah. I wasn't constructively criticizing Star Wars.
No. It made me laugh. You know what else made me laugh? Did you guys watch the Deadpool Wolverine trailer yet?
I haven't watched it yet.
Have you watched it yet, Wells?
Yeah, I sent it to you.
Did you? I didn't know if you'd watched it yet.
Oh, fuck
or not.
Yeah.
Okay, let's fucking show it to Vander then.
Yeah, why would I? I sent it to you. Of course I watched it.
I just want.
I'm not going to send it. It might be a Rickroll, and I don't know about. Oh, no, that would have been cool.
I think Deadpool's the worst superhero of all time.
Wow, that's not even remotely true.
Dude, like, fucking dude. Ezra Banks' Flash is better than fucking Deadpool.
Who?
Ezra Miller?
Yeah.
The cost of
fucking
living.
Hate Deadpool.
Fucking ass.
Deadpool sucks. You know who really sucks, though? Batman.
See, now you're just being deliberately hurtful.
I'm just going to disagree with everything that you guys like. Dude, Reynolds, the fucking Reds, dude.
I like you just went to a game.
Yeah, I was rooting for the Angels.
I told you, you're not welcome here. You're not welcome anywhere. Now get the fuck out of my bar.
Just give me one more drink and then I'll leave.
Hi, Peanut. I'm going to need you to come with me right now.
Look, lady, I'm not interested.
All right, well, I'm sort of on the tick-tick, so upsy-daisy. Okay. Oh, whiskey dick of the claws. It's quite common in Wolverines over 40.
You don't want this.
Unless you want to take a deep breath through your fucking forehead, I suggest you reconsider.
It's like the perfect song, too.
Oh, it's a great song.
That was the perfect line ever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to lose everything that I've ever cared about. Not my fucking problem. Is that what you said when your world went to shit? Come again.
This Wolverine let down his entire world.
Want to talk about what's haunting you, or should we wait for a third act flashback?
Go fuck yourself.
I don't know anything about saving worlds, but you do.
Trust me, kid, I'm no hero.
You were an X-Man. You were the X-Man.
soaking wet right now.
Boys are so silly.
This is what I'm talking about. Slow motion action sequence. Who knows if you live or die? Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
Want to do some cocaine?
Hey, cocaine is the one thing that Feige said is off limits.
What about Bolivian marching powder?
They know all the slang terms. They have a list.
Even snowboarding?
Even disco dust.
White girl interrupted?
Even Forrest Bump.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Yes, but I can't.
One thing Feige said's off limits.
Cocaine.
White girl interrupted was
bummed. Yeah.
I don't see the hype.
Yeah. Oh, okay, me either. Overrated.
Yeah.
Who the fuck?
You're so full of shit.
Hugh Jackman.
It's genuinely hard to tell whether or not Vander's doing a bit about this, because he's not like into the nerdy shit at all.
Like me and you are.
Yeah, so.
Well, when it comes to Ryan Reynolds, like the only good movie he's ever done was Shutting the Fuck Up.
He's doing a bit.
He's not likable. He's not approachable. I hear he's, like, fucking nice to people in real life.
Fucking bullshit.
Give me Leo. Give me Leo DeCap.
Leo DeCap?
Leo to 26 and under.
At what point does he knock up that number?
I don't know. Well, because he's... What did I just see? Where he's gonna,
it just goes down, actually. Yeah. What the fuck?
He's going to play Frank Sinatra, and I think Jennifer Lawrence is playing Marilyn Monroe, and it's like, they are... wildly different in age.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Jen Lawrence's Marilyn, but I do not like Leo's Frank Sinatra at all.
Yeah, that I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around.
There's got to be somebody else.
I don't know. But also, like, it's Sinatra, so, like, anybody you get. You know, it's like when they cast what's-his-name as Freddie Mercury. It was like, it wasn't until you saw it that you were like, oh, yeah,
this makes sense.
I want to watch that new Bob Marley one. It's supposed to, it looks pretty good.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
And then I still haven't watched the Elton John one, Rocket Man.
Mm. Dude, my favorite is Spice World. It's my favorite musical biopic.
I just saw a thing today where I guess they had like some reunion at a party or something. They were
the
all
Spice
at,
Girls?
Yeah, they were all at the same party together and like went up on the karaoke stage and did a Spice Girls song together. I'm like, okay, sure, cool.
All of them?
Yeah, they were just at a party. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to the Three Mics podcast or watching it on YouTube, wherever you're getting this show. If you are watching it on YouTube, please be sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and turn on the notification bell. If you're listening to us on your favorite podcast app, be sure to leave a like or a rating or whatever you can do, wherever you're listening to it. And as always, be sure to go to our website, www.thethreemics.com. to get all the information you need on what's going on with us and where you can see us next. Do you feel like your life has a score or a soundtrack?
I feel like it's just a German guy yelling.
I have no idea how to answer this question.
Okay. Well, speaking of good comedy business, it's fucking Kevin Rupert quit his job and is going full-time with Brickies.
How much is he making at Brickies?
Apparently enough to quit his job and go full-time.
I mean, once I saw that he hired another person,
yeah,
that's what told me that he's doing well enough.
Yeah, but like,
dude,
he
packs that room.
50 is like his minimum now.
Yeah,
are you serious,
dude? Yeah. He packs the room.
And this Wednesday he's got Rhys Hendricks there. I bet he fucking
They also get a ton of walk-ups.
Yeah,
they get so much walk-up traffic too.
Because he only has one show a week, right?
Two.
No, he does a Friday mic every week and then a showcase.
Yeah.
And now he's doing the roast battles once a month as well.
Yeah. So he'll have 2 to 3 shows a week, depending on the week. Yeah.
I mean, it's great for him.
Yeah. Miamisburg shows up for him, man. Yeah. Miami's Bridge.
It is just far enough away from everything because you're not too close to Liberty.
Yeah.
You're just far enough from Wiley's and Funny Bone. Like, it's really, like, right there.
He's the Franklin, Germantown, Miamisburg, West Carrollton. That's,
yeah.
That's his crowd.
The people who like comedy who don't always want to come all the way out here to this side of town.
The smaller towns that there's not, like, fucking Saturday, I did a show for Noah Burns in New Carlisle at just a barn. And, like, dude, 100 plus people were there.
You could be like, man, I got nothing going on tonight on a fucking Friday night. I'm just gonna like, I got like $5 in my wallet. I don't have money for gas. I got nowhere to go. You could just go down to Wiley's and not fucking mess. You know, you could or Wiley's to Ricky's.
Yeah.
You just grab up Matt and Allie because all of you were right there and it's right fucking there. You don't have to drive 20, 30 minutes to get downtown.
Yeah.
It's. And that little area in downtown Miamisburg, that's just another cool thing they have to do there. Honestly, if I lived in Miamisburg, I don't know I'd ever fucking leave. They kind of have everything they need right the fuck there.
Yeah, no, it's true. I guess, yeah, because that type of area, I mean, going that route is like, it's so close to nothing. That's how it was the show I did at Indian Lake. It was, there's nothing out there. And the closest club, I think, is maybe Columbus Funny Bone.
To Miamisburg?
No, Indian Lake.
Oh, to Indian Lake. Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's like 90 people there and they fucking loved it.
So, part of the reason why Lori's
dressed
able
up to go. And I was like, it's a story.
Yeah. Lori's able to get the kinds of crowd she is. It's because she's giving them something to do they don't got to go far for.
And it's cheap.
Lori's booked show. Joseph Jackson books it. He just had Lori close it out.
Well, still.
Joseph knows. It's just they have nothing to do out there. And
yeah.
So.
Well, lots of tourists at Indian Lake, too. People getting, like, lake houses and shit.
Well, shit. Even that show that you and I did up near Cleveland with Kemper. Not last year. Was it last year or year before?
It was last year. It was about a year ago.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I think it was in June of last year. Yeah.
It was in the middle of fucking nowhere. And
we did Planet of the Tapes.
Yeah.
In Louisville.
And then Caravan.
And then Caravan on Wednesday.
And then on Friday.
I was just talking to that guy yesterday, and we're working something out.
Really?
I'm going to start taking some people back up to Cleveland for that show again.
Okay. You need to get into the Funny Stop again. I saw it because Jeff just did a weekend there.
Yeah, I saw that. It's pretty dope.
Did a weekend featuring there. That's a fun club to perform at, man. But yeah, so yeah, Kevin's full time with Bricky's now. He still has the camera equipment and stuff left over from the world, so he's gonna start recording everyone's sets and stuff.
Yeah, buy that shit, or they just leave.
I think he bought it. Okay. I think that was something because that was kind of what he did was rather than pay to have the people come out and certify it,
he used that
money instead to put into the club. And some of that stuff was rented, but, like, yeah, the camera and stuff he still has set up.
I noticed he's been posting comics of the day.
Yeah.
I'm figuring that's with his recorded equipment. It's good stuff, too.
Yeah.
He's good footage.
And he's working on getting upgraded to the sound stuff so they can do, like, a god mic and all that to make emceeing and hosting a little more smooth there because right now it's a little awkward.
Yeah.
He's done a good job of building everything up there real slowly.
Yeah. He's doing the important stuff first.
He told me last Friday night Mike was fucking standing room only.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah. Dude.
I never get to go down there, though, so.
It's I know.
You should go down there this Friday.
Yeah.
Layla's closing it out.
I am.
I know. I'm
off.
Yeah. That's the main problem with
getting
down there.
Is it a black business owner?
Huh?
Nothing.
No, it's not. It's a white dude. Bald white dude, actually.
Yeah. The opposite.
Yeah. Who is truly the unsung hero of the fucking World Record Festival.
Dude, back-to-back shows. Saturday, I was in New Carlisle.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking a CO from London Correctional was there. Like, a CO at the prison
you?
I was at. He did not recognize me. He was an OPI worker. Like, he oversaw the workers. And with my violent crime, I couldn't do, like, the worker stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because he, like, takes people out to, like, he literally, like, takes prisoners to Menards and shit to get, like, supplies to run the farm.
No.
Do they have are they in jumpsuits and everything when they go to, like, those places?
I mean, they're like, khaki outfits. Like, they look like workers, but on their back in big black letters.
It says
ODRC.
Gotcha. Keep talking with my joke.
But yeah, I was telling my joke about being in prison. And then because I've recently kind of, if I'm close enough to London Correctional, I'll say the London Correctional Institution instead of Ohio State Penitentiary. So when I said that, some drunk lady stood up and he was in line getting a drink, like to my left. She pointed at him. She was like, "He's the CEO there." And I was like, "Oh, fuck." And then last night, a dude that I was fucking, when I was telling the same joke, he was like, "Oh, I knew I recognized you." And I was like, "I don't recognize you, dude.
At all.
I have no idea who that guy was. And I didn't recognize the CEO either. I'm wondering if people are fucking lying to me about this shit."
Oh, maybe you didn't recognize him because you were usually the one bent over getting fucked. So it was right fucking there, just like you in front of him.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Anyway,
9-year-old could have thought of that joke.
I know, but I got to get one in every episode.
What?
There it is. Take a shot.